Off the Ball.
GAA.
We could very easily just leave Sam Maguire with the Dubs now and it'll be safe and it won't be touched by anybody else. I think that's going to happen.
Off the Ball.
GAA. Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrade to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Richie Murphy names his first Ulster team with an interesting bench configuration. Georgia lay down a challenge for Wales and Ireland put the finishing touches to their preparations for their opening Women's Six Nations fixture in Le Mans. And it's there we'll begin as Ireland got acquainted with their surroundings ahead of their game with France tomorrow afternoon. Ireland will start with 18-year-old Katie Corrigan on the wing and has returned to Six Nations rugby for the first time in 5 years for out half Nicole Fowley. This year's Six Nations has added incentive with the highest ranked team that isn't England or France qualifying for next year's World Cup. While not in their immediate thoughts, Ireland's senior coach John McKee says it is their overall plan.
Massively, you know, the sooner we can qualify for the World Cup, it makes a lot of things for us going forward a lot easier in terms of, you know, our planning and our campaigns. But this week here in preparation for this game, we're not talking about qualifying for the World Cup. You know, we're fully focused on our performance this week, really get our Six Nations campaign off on the front foot with a strong performance against a good French team.
Ireland have been in receipt of the wooden spoon in each of the last 2 years, but McKee believes it's an improved squad, both in terms of quality and confidence, that tackles this year's Women's Six Nations.
Well, certainly, yeah, the winning in Dubai in the WXV3 was good for the group to give them some confidence, but it wasn't just that. I think the opportunity to spend for the group, the majority of whom are here, To spend 3 weeks together, you know, we did a lot of good work around the whole team environment during that time without the distraction of you know, being at home and people in and out of camps, you know, but being pretty well in a hotel for 3 weeks was a great benefit for us and that's carried on. We can't just assume that's here. You know, we've worked hard around those other areas of performance coming into this tournament, you know, looking at our own confidence and how our players can bring confidence to performance, but also recognising that we're up against a big challenge in this competition as well, and how we deal with that in these big games that are coming up. That not everything in the game is going to go our way, but how we deal with that and how we work hard together to get the results we want.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrades to Dove Men's 72-hour advanced deodorants. Tough on sweat, not on skin. New interim head coach Richie Murphy has named his first Ulster team. Ian Henderson will captain them in tomorrow's game away to the Sharks, while Stuart McCloskey returns from Ireland duty to start at inside centre. Kieran Treadwell has recovered from a rib injury to start alongside Henderson in the second row. Interestingly, Murphy has opted for a 6-2 split on the Ulster bench, with only Nathan Doak and Jude Postlethwaite covering the backs. Henderson was asked today how Murphy has been settling in.
Yeah, look, Richie's been great. He's obviously knows loads of the guys from before. A lot of the guys have worked with him, know he's a really good lad, knows what to expect off guys, and guys equally respect him for that as well. And Fogg's obviously is bringing a fair bit of crack, and looking at him arriving out later on today.
So that Ulster team will have Will Addison at full back, Ethan McElroy and Mike Larry continue on the wings. James Hume is partnered by Stuart McCloskey in the centre. The Munster Ben Billy Burns starts at half in a halfback pairing with John Cooney. Stephen Kitsoff, Tom Stewart and Tom O'Toole is the Ulster front row. Kieran Treadwell and Ian Henderson are in the second row. Harry Sheridan plays a blindside flanker, David McCann on the open, and Nick Timoney will start at number 8. Meanwhile, Eben Etzebeth returns from injury to start for the Sharks tomorrow, while World Cup winning prop Vincent Koch will make his debut off the bench in Durban. Prop Ed Byrne will make his 100th appearance for Leinster in tomorrow's game away to Zebre. At the other end of the scale is a debut for Academy wing Andrew Osborne, brother of Jamie, who also starts in Parma. There'll also be a debut for Dermot Mangan, a Grand Slam winning forward with the Ireland under-20s last year. Kieran Frawley returns from Ireland duty to start at full-back for Leinster. Rob Russell and Andrew Osborne are on the wings. Liam Turner and Jamie Osborne are the centre partnership. Ross Byrne starts it out half, Luke McGrath at scrum half. It's a front row of Centurion Ed Byrne, Lee Barron and Thomas Clarkson. Ross Maloney and Jason Jenkins are the second row partnership. Will Connors starts at blindside flanker. Scott Penny captains Leinster from the open. And Max Deegan will start at number 8. Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins has made 5 changes, all to his pack, for the visit of the Emirates Lions to Galway. Into the front row come loosehead Dennis Buckley and hooker Tadhg McIlroy. Joe Joyce replaces Gavin Thornbury in the second row. Conor Oliver and Sean O'Brien are into the back row in place of Seamus Hurley-Langton, who drops to the bench, and Sean Jansen. Joyce believes the Lions will be dangerous come tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of their talk about the stats, a lot of their attack stats are right up there. And to be honest, we have our previews about teams all week by the coaches, and it's one of the most praises the coaches have ever given the team this year is to the Lions, so we're definitely aware of what we're against this week. They're the best torn side from South Africa, so it's going to be a tough one, but obviously we're very confident with what we do and what we produce out here, so we'll make sure we put our game down on them.
Tiernan O'Halloran starts at full back for Connacht in that game. Byron Ralston and Andrew Smith are the wingers. David Hawkshaw and Cathal Ford are in the centre. JJ Hanrahan is named at out half. Quaylen Blade captains aside from scrum half. It's a front row of Dennis Buckley, Tadhg McIlroy, Jack Ainger. Niall Murray and Joe Joyce are in the second row. Cian Prendergast starts at blindside flanker. Conor Oliver is at open side and Sean O'Brien is at number 8. Finally, an impromptu meeting of the Six Nations Wooden Spoon recipients and the Rugby Europe Championship winners could well be on the cards. Georgia laid down the challenge to Wales this morning on social media, writing, following widespread debate across the rugby world after the conclusion of the Six Nations and the Rugby Europe Championships, Georgia Rugby is inviting the Welsh Rugby Union to play an autumn international test match. Their challenge follows comments from Georgia head coach Richard Cockerell after last week's win over Portugal, telling Rugby Pass at the time that Georgia were likely too good for the Rugby Europe Championship.
You know, with respect to all the other teams, we're probably too good for this tournament. And at the moment, maybe we're not quite good enough to be dining at the same table as the Super Rugby teams or the Championship teams or the Six Nations. So there's a real balance there where we just need to try, you know, the politicians above me will decide where's best for us to play moving forward at some point. The thing we've got to do is just keep improving and playing a good brand of rugby and being successful as we can.
It took a couple of hours, but Wales did indeed respond, writing simply, "We'll be in touch." The Georgian rugby president, Josep Tkemeladze, said they'd be willing to play in Cardiff or to have home and away fixtures if necessary. That's it for today's and indeed this week's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll have more Rugby Daily for you, thanks to Dove Men Plus Care, on Monday. Till then, thanks for listening.